This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, we begin with one of the many curiosities of this pandemic economy, where the dividing line between doing all right and not doing so well is pretty thin. Construction, for instance, has been doing all right the past year. Home building's on a tear. Home prices are up. A lot of people are relocating because they can work from pretty much any place with good internet. What is not doing so well is commercial construction, basically building anything that's not a house or an apartment. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on what's going on there and why.
On my drive to the radio studio this morning, I had to stop for one roadwork delay after another. Seasonal road construction is ramping up, but we're not likely to see a mass of new construction cranes go up across America's skylines, says economist Ken Simonson at the Associated General Contractors of America.
Non-residential contractors, many of them are seeing projects postponed or canceled, and their order books are shriveling fast.
Commercial construction employment's still down about 5% from before the pandemic. Simonson says any ramp-up in big, expensive projects will lag the overall economic recovery.
Whether they're businesses that had planned to add another store or restaurant, a university that has suddenly seen a huge loss of students, project owners are facing deficits, a lot of uncertainty.
Especially in office and retail real estate, says Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance.
You know, everybody working remotely. Most companies wanted to redo their leases, and some of them just walked away from it.
But there's still plenty of demand for skilled workers. Mary Ann Naylor is with Oregon Tradeswomen, which trains women for construction jobs. She says the industry's experiencing a silver tsunami of older male workers retiring.
We are seeing some women that have been displaced out of the economy lately coming to the trades. There's a little more security, and the pay is definitely higher.
If President Biden's infrastructure plan passes Congress, that'll boost commercial construction, but it'll take a while for projects to get off the ground. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.